Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us. I hope that you are having a great day, that you're experiencing the Lord, that you've already met with Him at some point during the day, and that you've been hearing from Him both in that time and the time since. We're thankful to have this time to be together. It's an absolutely beautiful day here. It was rainy yesterday, and we have more rain forecast coming in the middle of the week, but we're thankful for this day and this time to be with the Lord. And I'm so thankful that God has called us to come together to meet with Him. Me while I'm here, you while you're there, wherever there is, at whatever time you're watching this. The fact that God in fact wants to meet with us. And so let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for the day that You have given to us. Lord, this is Your day which You have made. And Lord, we want to rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, we're thankful that You've given us the opportunity to hear from You, Lord, to have a relationship with You, to grow in that relationship. And Father, I just pray now that You'll guide our minds and our hearts. Help us to be able to hear You. And Lord, not just to hear You and understand what You're telling us, but oh God, to live it out, to act upon it, to obey it, to follow it. Be with us, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, I am so thankful that God has given us this time to be able to meet with Him, to be able to hear from Him. But how do we get the most out of this time? How do we experience God's nearness, His guidance, His strength, His enablement? Whatever it is that He's wanting to come out of this time, how do we fully experience what God has for us? Well, as we open God's Word to Psalm 122, we see some key ingredients. Now, obviously, the immediate context was that this was written for the nation of Israel as they were making their way to Jerusalem to worship there at the temple. And obviously, there are prophetic overtones as you read this psalm. And yet, there are some very real practical lessons for you and I, as we seek to know the Lord and to follow Him and to obey Him, and as we seek to make the most out of our times with Him. And so let's go ahead and read through the psalm, and then we'll look at those lessons that come out of this that we can apply to our own walk and our relationship with the Lord. Psalm 122. It's a song of ascents. It's a psalm of David. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing within Your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, an ordinance for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For their thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love You. May peace be within Your walls and prosperity within Your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek Your good. Again, obviously written for those who were going to Jerusalem to worship. Obviously prophetic overtones as we look to the time when our Lord will in fact rule and reign, and He will restore the nation, the true Israel, the true nation of Israel unto Himself. But there are some very real practical lessons and applications for us about getting the most out of our times with God, whether it's a time of personal devotion or a time like this or corporate worship with your church this coming Lord's Day. But you think about what we see. What is it that we need to get the most out of our times before the Lord? Well, the first thing we need is a joyful heart. Did you see what He said in verse 1 in the latter part of verse 4? I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Notice the latter part of verse 4, an ordinance for Israel to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Do you rejoice when you get to come to this time that we have to be together like this? Do you rejoice to be able to go to a time of devotion with the Lord? And I hope that you have one every day. Do you rejoice when you get to go to a time of worship? Are you excited to meet with God, to hear from Him, to speak to Him? You know, our time here together, it's not about humor or philosophy or weather, although all those can be, you know, have a wonderful place. Our time here together is, in fact, about meeting with the Lord. Our time in corporate worship with the church body that you attend. It's not about having an organizational or a social club meeting. It's about meeting with God. And so, you know, it's sad when we take opportunities to meet with God privately or corporately for granted, or when those times become a mere habit. We won't get everything possible out of those times unless we come with a joyful, thankful heart. Because you stop and think about how blessed we are that He wants us to know Him. He sent His Spirit to speak to us, to draw us close. He's given us His Word in our nation. We have the freedom, the liberty to worship Him. We have times like these. What a blessing we have. We shouldn't take Him for granted. We ought to come with a joy and a sense of thanksgiving. But we also, secondly, need a loving attitude. And by that I mean the love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I stress an attitude because it's a choice. You think about verse 1. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And you think about that. You know, he was being encouraged to go to a time of worship. Turn that around slightly. Are you an encouragement to others to come to the time of worship? To come to a time of Bible study? To come to a time of meeting with the Lord? Do you honestly encourage others? And again, you think about the closeness of the fellowship, verse 3. Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together. He mentions it being compact, not just architecturally, but the proximity of people. You think as well, verse 8, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say, may peace be within you. Do you pray for your brothers and your sisters in Christ? You know, while God calls us to an individual relationship with Himself, it is an individual relationship that is to be intertwined with others. We are, in fact, born into a family. Yes, our salvation is a spiritual new birth that each individual has to experience themselves, but we are born into a family. And so there needs to be that loving heart, that loving attitude toward our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially when we go to Bible study and worship with them. But as we look at this passage, we also see that we need a submissive will. You know, Jerusalem was not only the place of worship, it was also the place of government. And those two were actually intertwined together. And you think about the lesson that tells us, you know, about our own heart and about our own life. Yes, we need to have go to worship, if you will, but that worship ought to completely shape and drive our life and our living. You think about verse 5, for their thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Yes, a place of worship, but the place of governance as well. Do you look upon times of worship as times where God can reveal to you His will for you, things that He wants you to do, things He wants you to stop doing, the way in which He wants to mold you and shape you? When you come to a time of meeting with the Lord, privately, corporately, within your church fellowship, these times, do you come with your will submitted unto the Lord and wanting Him and allowing Him to make whatever changes He wants to make, reveal ways that He wants you to grow, reveal the directions He wants you to take? Is your will submitted? Do you come before Him and say, God, I'm open to whatever You want me to do? Only when we're really submitted unto Him can we truly get the most out of that time of being before Him. But then notice what else. Number 4, a changed perspective. Look at what shaped the psalmist, and of course this is David, his perspective and his worldview. Look at verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Look at verse 9. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. His worship experience shaped his whole view of his own life, his own living, but God's plan for the world and the direction it ought to take. We need to allow our time before the Lord to shape our perspective, our attitudes, our opinions, our values. Not this sinful world system that we live in, certainly not this culture that we are surrounded by, and quite frankly, not even religious tradition, but God Himself. We need to let God show us how He wants us to look at things. I once heard Charles Stanley make the observation, and he attributed it to someone else. I'm not sure who that was. It probably wasn't even original of them either. That wisdom is the ability to see things from God's perspective. And when we come before God, we need to allow Him to shape our thinking so that He can change our perspective, so that we can look at the events and circumstances in our own life, how we are to live this world, these times, by what He says. We need God to change our perspective, and we need to allow Him to change our perspective. You know, as we look at this psalm, we have been before the Lord as we've opened His Word. Have you gotten the most out of it? Did you get the most out of the last time you were able to attend church? Are you going to get the most out of it the next time you go, or Sunday school, or Bible study, or some type of fellowship? Are you prepared to get the most out of it? Or do you need to follow David's steps so that you'll get the most out of that time? Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, that You do call us into a relationship with Yourself. You speak to us. Lord, You want to guide us and direct us and strengthen us, enable us. Father, may we allow You to make the most of those times. Father, may we not take them for granted. Father, may we allow You through that to speak to us, to mold us, and to shape us. And Father, may those times become the very core of our life, Lord, both the ones that are private as well as the ones that are corporate. Be with us through the day and help us to walk with You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's been good to be with you again today, and I hope that these times are a blessing to you. And I hope as you go through today that you experience all the Lord's goodness, His grace, His mercy, and the infinite love that He has for you.